With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The Montana Coronavirus Task Force is expected to move forward with a gradual phased reopening of the state after stay-at-home and other closure orders expire Friday at midnight. On the same day last week, Governor Steve Bullock announced the forthcoming plan. Republican legislative leaders kicked off a Facebook group calling for a strategy to transition out of the COVID-19 crisis. Brad Cheetah, the Republican House Majority Leader from Missoula, speaks in one of the group's first videos.
And we know from a variety of people how badly this coronavirus is impacting people's businesses.
As of this broadcast, the Facebook page run by staff of the legislative majority had over 800 followers. Governor Bullock says Montana's stay-at-home order will stay in effect through April 24th, but after Friday, the state will move forward with a phased reopening. What that reopening will look like is unclear. Bullock says through his administration's action, quote, "we have flattened the curve and we have saved lives," unquote. Montana U.S. senators today voted in favor of adding $484 billion for small businesses and hospitals under the federal coronavirus relief package. The bill passed by the Senate today adds $322 billion to a small business loan program that ran out of funds within 2 weeks. The bill also earmarks $75 billion for hospitals and another $25 billion for COVID-19 testing and contact tracing. On a press call, Senator Steve Daines said Montana will receive money to increase testing capacity and monitor where the virus is in the state.
And that's why I think it's important that we continue to push on these wide-scale testing protocols, because that is going to be a key way to tell what's actually happening. Because I don't think our testing has been sufficient. We need more tests.
Senator John Tester, in a statement, said he's working to address eligibility issues that have hindered some Montana businesses' ability to access relief programs. NPR reports U.S. House leaders expect a vote Thursday. Montana Governor Steve Bullock issued two directives today related to the coronavirus outbreak. One requires health insurance companies to provide the same coverage for telehealth services as for in-person visits. The second makes it easier for retired healthcare professionals and licensed out-of-state providers to practice in Montana. The state health department said four new COVID-19 cases were discovered in testing on Monday. Yellowstone National Park is gathering input from gateway communities, governors, and federal agencies to develop a gradual reopening plan. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
During a conference call Tuesday with leaders from Montana towns that border the park, Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Shawley said the park needs a plan that has widespread buy-in and a clear path forward.
It's complicated, and especially, like I said, when you've got three states that are in, that have different restrictions and they're at different points in the curve, so to speak, with COVID.
Shawley said the majority of business and community leaders from Montana and Wyoming have said they want Yellowstone to remain closed for April into May to some degree. The park has been closed since March 25th. Shawley said it's clear how important Yellowstone is to the economies of gateway communities, but he added it's less clear how to manage tens of thousands of visitors each day to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. Shawley said the park doesn't plan on capping visitation, but it could stagger the opening of facilities and reduce the number of campsite and hotel rooms available. He said Yellowstone and concessionaires have paused most of their seasonal hiring for now and are working to ensure the employees who do come don't have to share their living space with other people. Crews are still plowing snow off roads, and several large infrastructure projects will move forward this summer. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
The White House has told governors their leadership is critical in testing for coronavirus and provided a map showing that Oregon is among four states with the lowest testing capacity in the United States. Oregon, Montana, Oklahoma, and Maine are able to test fewer than 30 in 1,000 people a month. An email sent by the White House Coronavirus Task Force Monday shows that states with the highest testing capacity are Wyoming, Utah, and Vermont. They can test over 90 in 1,000 people a month. The Oregon Health Authority says its revised guidelines for COVID-19 testing to prioritize at-risk groups and frontline workers. This week, Governor Steve Bullock is expected to outline how Montana's schools could reopen. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports some schools are deciding to keep classes online for the remainder of the school year, regardless of Bullock's forthcoming plan, while others are waiting for the governor's updated school closure order.
When Governor Bullock closed K-12 public school doors in mid-March, he required districts to approve remote learning plans in order to waive in-person instruction hour requirements. But school officials have questions about whether those requirements will snap back into place if Bullock lifts his school closure order yet this school year, potentially forcing districts to hold in-person classes. However, within the last week, Browning, Conrad, and Lockwood public schools all announced they would continue educating their students remotely for the remaining weeks of the school year. Those districts are following guidance from the Montana Office of Public Instruction, saying state law allows schools to implement remote learning plans that waive instruction hour requirements even in normal times. OPI spokesperson Dylan Klapmeyer.
If the per pupil instruction hours were not continuing to be waived for the remainder of the school year, districts would really have to take a look at the distance learning plans that they have in place and ensure that they are robust enough to meet state standards.
However, districts like Billings Public Schools say they aren't making any decisions until they hear from the governor. Superintendent Greg Upham said as much during a Facebook Live Q&A Tuesday.
We are at the discretion of the governor's emergency. Jamie, if I could wave a magic wand and know for the rest of the year, I'd like to know that too.
Governor Bullock says his administration will move forward with a phased reopening of the state's economy and schools after the current closure orders expire Friday at midnight. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.